The seaside town of Lahinch is set to have a carnival atmosphere for the week of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open that takes place from the 4th to the 7th of July. The event will be hosted by former Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley, who has taken over hosting duties from Rory McIlroy. And even though McIlroy himself won't be present, there will be no shortage of big names at the tournament. The latest player to commit to play at Lahinch is Ryder Cup hero Ian Poulter. And Paul McGinley told me he will be a big attraction along with the Irish players.
Yeah, he is a good addition. He's very charismatic, got a lot of fans around the world, a lot of fans here in Ireland. I know he'll be a big addition. This is not a big golf course. You don't have to be big and brawn to hit the ball a million miles to get around here. What you do have to have is a lot of guile. Corey Graham in particular, Shane, that's what they have. You know, they can work the ball both ways. They're very good chippers and putters, and they're great competitors. And they're the style of player that I'm expecting to win around here. Add Paul Dunne into that. So we got a real, we certainly got some good Irish players who are going to contend. I don't expect to see a big hitter overpowering this golf course. You can't overpower it. You have to pick it apart slowly. And that suits their games. The whole golf course will be strong. Par 70 is always good. Yeah, we're making the second, which is only 5-10 yards downhill. That's not long by modern standards anymore, with the prevailing wind off the right, as well as the fourth, the Klondike, which is a 2-iron, 7-iron for the players. So that'll be a par 4 as well. So yeah, the back 9, yeah, good. 13 is drivable par 4. And then we got a couple of good strong holes in 14 and 15. 16 is a par 3. 17 is a great strong par 4. And then 18 with a par 5 is always fun, without a bounce in play as well. You know, it's a chance for a 3 as well as a 7. So yeah, I think the players are going to really like it. You know, this golf course was designed by Alistair McKenzie, one of the great designers of the world. For people who don't know his work, he also did Augusta National and Cypress Point and Royal Melbourne, which many people regard as the best course in the world down in Australia. So, he's got a pretty good CV of work that he's done, and Lahinch is one of them.
Dubai Duty Free sponsor two of the biggest sporting events in Ireland, the Irish Open and the Irish Derby. And their COO, Ramesh Sidambi, says they are very happy to be involved with two of the jewels in the Irish sporting calendar.
The Dubai Duty Free Irish Open is a really important part of the things that we do with sports marketing. And we do the Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championships. We are the title sponsors for the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. We are the title sponsors for the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby. And then we have other involvement, with horse racing in England, with the Shergar Cup in Ascot, and the International Race Day at Newbury. But of all the things that we do, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open is very much close to our heart. It is a significant partnership that we have with the European Tour, not only in terms of running the tournament itself or being the title sponsor of the tournament, but also in terms of the relationship we have with the European Tour as one of the partners of the European Tour, one of the four or five principal partners of the Tour itself. So we have a strong relationship with them. We are very pleased that we involved ourselves with the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open 5 years ago. And we are absolutely looking forward to this year's edition in this spectacular location in Lahinch, probably one of the most beautiful places in the world. And we are very, very happy to be here.
Paul McGinley is promising a carnival atmosphere in Lahinch for the week of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open.
Yeah, that's what I want to achieve. It's not just golf. You know, golf is a conduit, of course. And hopefully we're going to get the sellout crowds. We're kind of on target for that at the moment. But I want to have the festival. You know, the tented village over there is going to have lots of activities in it for, men, women, kids of all ages, and pedestrians on the streets at night only. The county council and guards have been great here in closing down the town for the evening time so that people can have a drink on the streets and have a bit of food in the streets. And there's going to be a stage made down there. There's going to be live music there every night. Not alone is the golf going to be great, but we want to have the crack as well too, and have the banter and make it a really memorable week down here in the southwest of Ireland.
Staging the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Lahinch has been quite a challenge for the organisers.
Don't have a huge capacity here because of health and safety, and it's quite a narrow, and the sand dunes, and keeping off the sand dunes and all of those environmental issues we got to be aware of. And it's a massive project, particularly when you haven't a template of you having it here before. There's never been a tournament of this size here before, so we're dreaming up everything from zero. You know, where the stands are going to go, where the crowds will go, all of those things, which tee boxes we're going to use, what the part of golf course is, where the tented village will be, All of those things have been dreamt up from zero, and it's taken a lot of work from a lot of people behind the scenes.
The Dubai Duty Free Irish Open is now part of the lucrative Rolex series of elite golf events, and a lot of hard work has gone into restoring the prestige this event enjoyed in the past.
Rory's done a great job in helping to come back, but it wasn't just Rory on his own. You know, Dubai Duty Free and Rolex came in at the right time and certainly have accelerated the progress and sending Irish Open back to one of the elite events in professional golf. So, and certainly in the European Tour, and it's a unified effort. Yes, I'm here hosting this year, and I'll hand it over to, you know, Padraig O'Daron, I think, is going to come next year, and you know, they'll take it and move it forward in their own way as well. But yeah, I've got really involved in this, and you know, it's a one only thing I'm going to do, and I want to really get stuck into it and do a really good job, and I feel like I've done that. I've put a lot of work into it now in the last 9 months. It's been a hell of a lot of work, a lot more than I actually thought it was going to be, and we're getting there. I think it's got a momentum of its own now. I think there's a lot of interest in it. The weather's picking up. People are excited after watching the Masters and Tiger, and you know, we're starting to name some big name players to come here, and we're going to have a strong field on a great golf course, and yeah, people are excited.